It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 43 degrees.
So far, no crashes or traffic problems to slow you down yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
President Trump has withdrawn his South Florida Golf Club as host next year for a meeting of world leaders. Meanwhile, we're learning two Utah locations were under consideration.
G7 summit location. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage with more on why Park City was rejected. John?
Amanda, the White House says conditions at an unnamed Utah resort could have made visitors sick due to the high altitude. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the snub site was in Utah and the altitude could have made people sick, meaning that oxygen tanks would have been forced to be brought in. While staff at ski resorts around Park City say health problems for visitors are very infrequent and they do stock oxygen for any guests who might experience altitude sickness, those typically sell anywhere between $12 to $15. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The G7 summit location. Sean Michael Lyle has more on that and the rest of our top national stories live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump did relent to criticism, saying he will not host next June's G7 summit at his resort in Miami, tweeting Camp David may be used instead, Hawaii also being considered. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the conflict should have been obvious.
He never should have proposed Doral to begin with.
The president was willing to host the event at cost or even for free. The oldest brother of Speaker Nancy Pelosi has died. Thomas D'Alessandro III was 90, a former mayor of Baltimore. Their father also held that post in Pelosi's hometown. Turkey is giving Kurdish forces until Tuesday to leave northern Syria or face attack as a ceasefire is about to expire. Kurds have already left a disputed border town. Secretary of State Pompeo tells ABC the ceasefire he and Vice President Pence negotiated has been a success.
We achieved the outcome that President Trump sent us to achieve.
But Senator Bob Menendez continues to criticize the withdrawal of American troops at the Syria-Turkish border.
The president unleashed this disaster, and I think that there's going to be a real threat to the Kurds of ethnic cleansing.
Syrians threw potatoes at American troops as they left today, heading to be deployed in Iraq, believing that they are abandoning them. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he has a fake Twitter account, and now we know what it is. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, Mitt Romney told The Atlantic that he has a lurker or burner account to anonymously follow political accounts, but also late-night comedians, athletes, and family. And based on those clues, Slate figured that out. It's a handle called @QAWS9876 with the name Pierre Delecto, and Senator Romney confirmed it's him. People started picking apart the likes and responses of Pierre Delecto before the account went private. Many of the liked tweets are ones that are kind of against President Trump. Others seem to show how he feels about fellow Republicans. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The weekend storm was great for the resorts, with Snowbird getting a foot and a half. Alta, 12 inches.
That storm's gone away. We are looking at a lighter storm this morning to bring just a few scattered rain showers to the area today. And another weakening storm for the middle of the week. Otherwise, we're in for lots of sunshine. If you want things to be warming up, and again, lots of sun, well, we've got good news here to report. By the end of the week, it'll start to warm back up again. And for the weekend as well, temperatures back into the 60s with sunshine for Saturday.
Grant says you'll probably want a jacket today, with highs only getting into the mid-50s along the Wasatch.
Protests are planned at the Florida State Capitol this week over a former sheriff who's trying to get his job back. Scott Israel was suspended for his response to the mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School last year. Parents who lost children in the shooting are vowing to speak during the public testimony portion of a state Senate special session on Israel.
You would like to think that he would have done his job better after February 14th and losing 17 people in this county, but he didn't.
Israel has said he was suspended for political reasons.
Opening statements begin today in a Cleveland courtroom in the latest legal battle against opioid suppliers. Two Ohio counties want to hold drug distributors accountable.
Teva Pharmaceuticals, the big pharmacy chain Walgreens, and some of the other defendants, which include large distributors like AmerisourceBergen, McKesson, the Ohio-based Cardinal Health, they all deny legal wrongdoing, but two Ohio counties, Summit and Cuyahoga say they are responsible, in part at least, for some of the opioid crisis that has brought hundreds upon hundreds of deaths to those counties.
ABC's Aaron Katursky reports a potential global settlement involving multiple suppliers could be worth close to $50 billion.
More than 300,000 public school students in Chicago are getting another day off as contract talks continue between the teachers' union and the nation's third largest school district. The work stoppage began on Thursday. The Chicago Teachers Union, which has 25,000 members, is demanding smaller class sizes and more resources for schools in the negotiations.